Hello, and welcome to episode zero of The Foundlings, our City of Mists actual play. And today you get to hear from the very, very beginning, because we will all be creating our characters for you, you know, live-ish, live to us and then edited for you. But I have some awesome players, so I'll have them introduce themselves, and we'll start with Mac.
Hey, I'm Mac, I think, maybe. I don't know, it's been a while. I haven't been here for a hot second. What else am I supposed to tell people?
I think at this point, that's it.
Okay, well, I did it then. Mission accomplished. Roll out the banner.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm here. I'm ready to create my character. I'm excited because I finally, after weeks of thinking, came up with an idea.
Yes! That's the hardest part, but
literally an hour ago.
Hello, I'm Wes, and I also, too, have some ideas, some things to do. Cool. I'm very excited for this game, by the way. I'm very excited for this game, so.
Hello, I am Saint, or Saint Spider, maybe, and keeping in the theme of short, simple, and sweet. Sorry, I've been chugging Diet Coke, and that just destroyed my diction. I am excited. Excited to be a little mythological.
They really need to put that warning label on that can. Destroys diction.
It's not quite like McDonald's Sprite levels, but whoa. I've been choking over here.
Well, Sprite levels, that shit burns the back of your throat out.
That can kill you.
That can kill you.
You just die.
So, yeah, I am Pooja, and I'm going to be your master of ceremonies. And my evil plan to have everyone come up with their character names right off the spot at the beginning has failed miserably. It's okay. It was the small evil. The big evil will come later. But basically, to explain the system a little bit, is that all of our characters are riffs. And they will be choosing a legend that is awakened within their character, and they will also be choosing their everyday persona and life. So if you think of it like superheroes, they have their superhero identity, and then they have their regular everyday identity. So you've got your Superman and your Clark Kent. Except in this case that, I mean, both of those halves of their identity are kind of not at war necessarily, but not that they're not at war. So we're going to have some fun. Since Michelle said she came up with her character concept, I'm going to take that as you volunteering to go first. What's your mythos and logos?
Okay. My character is a Celtic legend called the Pooka. And a Pooka is a shapeshifter, usually in the form of a black dog with red eyes. Ooh. And it can be ominous or it can be helpful depending on the situation.
I love it. So for your logos, it's your everyday persona in life. What do you do for your regular job?
I work at an animal shelter. I think that would make sense. Like a dog rescue.
That's awesome. I love it. Okay. And character name, because now I am going to be that person.
My character name, we'll go with Chelsea for now. I don't know why.
It works.
So the first name's Chelsea and the last name's for now.
Yes. Okay. Chelsea for now.
With an umlaut. With an umlaut.
I like it. I like it. Okay. Who else has figured their shit out? Is basically what I'm saying. It's definitely not me. Saint?
Alrighty. Hilariously, I gotta just admit this. I was originally also gonna work in an animal shelter, just not planned, but I can switch it up.
Or you could work at the same shelter together. It's okay.
Okay. Or there could be another connection there, because I'm going to go with mythos is Kokopelli, the indigenous god. Various cultures have used him / them over many cultures. So I'll just generally say indigenous god of music, tricks, animals, and fertility. I don't think I'm going to mess with the fertility part. No, thank you. The times are weird.
but real life sucks.
I just gotta, you know, gotta be real. But I love the music tricks and animals. So I was kind of also thinking before today, perhaps being a musician, probably maybe a musician that works with rehabbing animals, because that's totally a thing. I don't know how scientific it is. people go and play music for animals on shelters or, you know, in rescue places. So I'm like, that'd be a funny, quirky little niche thing there.
I love it. That's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm feeling also the flute and music. I just think it'd be really funny to like be dancing in the fields playing a beautiful flute to some deer. Who knows if we can work that out or not? Yes. And my logos is what I just talked about. So again, my character name rather is going to be Bly, short for Blythe, but I was like, Blythe is so a different generation. So Bly Aglios. And there's actually a reference in there. There are these giant pictographs in Blythe, Colorado. Blythe with a, it's B-L-Y-T-H-E, if anyone wants to look that up. And they're called the Intra Aglios. Blythe Intra Aglios is the name of all these depictions of, you know, there's some humanoid ones and some animal kind of looking ones, but they are supposedly from an era that would have been very familiar with Cocopelli and the various iterations of it. So I was like, oh my gosh, like it almost looks like some of the exact designs I've seen in the past of this god. So I was like, yeah, let me just make my name a reference to this cool ancient art that I just kind of nerded out over that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm happy to, you know, share it. If you want to look that stuff up, please, listeners, like it's cool. It's really cool.
I would definitely put it in the Discord for sure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Let people know like, hey, this is the character and this is what I'm basing it on. I think they would like that a lot.
That's perfect, actually. Yeah.
I'm actually going to change my first name, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Now is the time.
All right. I'm going to change it to Siobhan. Good old Irish name. S-I-O-B-H-A-N, because, you know, that's how it's pronounced. Siobhan.
For now.
Gaelic is not English.
No.
Yeah, I'm going with a standard O'Neill. That's one of my my family's names. So Siobhan O'Neill.
And did I answer all your questions for my thingy for now?
You did, which is awesome. So then we'll go to Mac.
Oh, goodness. I feel less researched.
I think we all feel less researched.
We do.
That was like the A++ research.
Like, I'm impressed. I like it. Mine is less researched because it's a story I grew up having an interest in. My mythos, I'm actually borrowing from a story called Rappaccini's Daughter. And in the story, there is a young woman who has been brought up by her father, who's a scientist botanist, and he has a garden full of poisonous plants. And she's around these plants so much and unable to leave the garden because he's so worried that, you know, some young man will take her away, that she becomes poisonous herself. She's actually kind of the prototype for Poison Ivy in the DC comic books. And I'm going to go real stereotypical with the logos, and I'm going to go with florist. She does flower arrangements. And for the name, I'm just going to straight up take the name from the story because it's an unusual story to begin with anyway. And the name is Beatrice. And I think it would be cute to go by B.
That is adorable. Okay, fantastic. I love how you're like, mine is less researched, but I know the intricacies of this. I've been studying it since my childhood.
Yeah, there was a film adaptation and I can't remember who all is in it. And it's something I saw when I was very young, and it really had an impact on me.
That is awesome. I love that. And Wes, talk to me about
it. All right. The reason I haven't said anything is because I actually, so I have the concept, but I keep going back and forth on who my mythos should be. I will tell you what my logos is going to be. I'm going to be a prosecutor, and you'll see why in a second I pick that. Because unlike you all, my logos is going to be completely different from my myth. I want my myth to be a master thief. So I have a few different ideas for this. Originally, I was thinking Artful Dodger, but I feel like the character might be a little too young. I can play about 35, but 13 might be a little young for me to pull off. I'm not sure. If I was working for Netflix, I totally could do it, though.
I mean, the CW is there for you.
CW is there for me too. I could totally be a 13-year-old in the CW show. Hey, fellow kids. So I have two other options. Okay. One was Robin Hood, which would be kind of cool. So stealing from rich, giving poor kind of thing. The other is a character from the late 1800s. And the character's name's Raffles. And he's an American thief that like, you know, he's kind of the prototype for Danny Ocean or what Ocean's 11 and getting a group together and stealing. I'm actually thinking that I might go with Robin Hood because Robin Hood's a little better known. Mm-hmm. And I think I could play Robin Hood pretty good. At least certain aspects of that character's persona. What were you going to say, Mac?
I was just saying, depending on what kind of prosecutor you are, that also leans in very well with Robin Hood.
I was going to be a criminal prosecutor, so I want to be complete opposite.
Sure, but still, like, it's, you know the know about it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll go with Robin Hood, and yeah, because I wanted that inner, like, I'm supposed to be, you know, prosecuting criminals, and yet I'm going out and doing crimes myself. I just thought that was kind of a cool angle to play, you know?
You could have a public defender nemesis that you're like, wait, they're doing such a good thing, though.
Exactly.
I guess, like, this is a good time to, like, you know, talk a little bit about the next set of things that we're going to do for your characters, because there are a couple of questions. When you look at your mythos, when you look at your logos, why did this mythos manifest through your character? And the other big question to think about as we go forward, and you don't have to have an answer to these right away, but what is your character's secret pain? There is a conflict. There is something that has gone through or is currently going through your characters that brings you pain, that is a challenge that you're having to face.
Do you want to hear those now, or?
If you want to, but just in general, like, if you want to share right now, but you don't have to, if you don't want to.
Before we move to this section, though, can I just say what the name of the character is going to be, and then?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry.
No problem. I'm going to go with Noah Hurst.
Nice. See, this is the problem when I accidentally put notes in the wrong section. I put your character name down as Robin Hood. And I was like, okay, all the slots are filled. Cool. So those are two questions to think about. And the next thing that we do when we're making characters for City of Mist is choose themes. So if you look, we're going to be referencing, if anybody listening out there has the City of Mist book, we are going to be like going back and forth between what the system calls the rule sheets, which kind of gives you a roadmap for how to create your character and campaign, and the core book. So themes start on page 98, which I will find right now. Okay. So the next thing that you'll do is choose themes, and each of your characters is going to have four themes. And then at least one of those will be a mythos theme, and at least one of those will be a logos theme. And then if you want to do 2 and 2, if you want to do 3 and 1, either of those works. The mythos themes represent your legendary powers, so the powers you're getting from being the manifestation of these different legends. Logos themes represent the abilities and resources and allies and things that you get from your everyday life. Because, you know, you're still out there living your life as you manifest into these different qualities. So the mythos themes are adaptation, bastion, divination, expression, mobility, relic, and subversion. And these are all, if you look at the rule sheets, like it tells you, like, adaptation is versatility, bastion is defense, divination is information, expression is an offensive ability or ability to alter the reality around you, mobility, movement, relic is a powerful item that you have, subversion is stealth or deceit. They're very high concept. Just think of, like, what the traits of your legend that you want to manifest are, and pick those themes that resonate most. Because in the end, you're going to pick tags and abilities that you define for yourself.
So are we borderliner, or are we?
I would say your borderliner in touch would probably be your best bet. So pick two mythos themes and two logos themes, or one mythos theme and three logos themes. However in touch you want to be with your, if you have a reason where you're like, yes, I have leaned directly into this from the very beginning, then we could go with legendary, but it adds a whole dimension of like you being on the brink of not being in control of your character anymore, which seems like a high place to start out, which can be fun. I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all.
I have my my themes picked out for, I'm going to do two and two.
Great. So just real quick for people who are listening, the logos themes are a defining event in your past, a defining relationship, a mission, personality, possessions, routine, or training. And there's a whole list of character tropes in the book. So if you have a question about like, oh, I'm not sure where to go, this is too much choice or whatever, there's a whole list of tropes and you can pick from those and be like, oh, here's a set of themes that work with this kind of overarching character trope. But Mac, while people look at what their themes are, do you want to talk about what yours are?
Yeah. So for my mythos themes, I went with expression and mobility because you mentioned earlier sort of what is the character's core issue. I kind of wanted to go with expression because they express themselves in different ways. They connected more with plants and people, especially being shuffled around from like household to household. There was always at least plants as a stable foundation for them. And I think mobility is kind of an interesting way to take the plant idea, because I like the idea of them being able to almost float like seeds on the wind and stuff, you know? So it's kind of a leans into the plant thing in kind of a different way. And then the logos, I went with routine and training because they would have sort of both. I feel like they have a very rote way of going about their day. And we're trained to, you know, not only in like horticulture, but also in aesthetics.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love it. Anybody else want to talk about what their themes are?
I have some thoughts. I was thinking of going with a relic, which would be my bow. So that makes sense to me. And I think subversion for my, so those would be my two mythos themes. For my other themes, I'm thinking personality. Because I'm a prosecutor, so I have to get up in front of the court and do things, and I have to have a certain personality to be able to pull that off. And I think training, so knowledge of the law and all of that.
Okay, Michelle or Saint, do you have?
I'm still working on my logos, but the mythos, I'm thinking, and I know like these are really broad, so overlap is probably not really the biggest deal, right? Until we define what they actually are. So I'm thinking for mythos, expression, because kind of like being a musician and being musical, but also being kind of nature related in a lot of different ways. I was thinking, well, through expression, you can kind of do that because of, you know, you can be tactile with nature, or you can speak, or all sorts of things that are kind of based in, well, I think I understand what this is. I'll read more on page 128 a little later, as it recommends. And then subversion because of the trickery aspect. I think, like, I know we already have shapeshifter, but I believe that illusions were like a bit, well, Coco Pelli also shapeshifted a lot, but illusions is also kind of a big thing. So I don't know. I don't want to be completely Loki, but like, it's kind of similar in a lot of different ways. Those are, I think, what I'll land on for now for my mythos. And then for logos, I liked personality as well. Again, because I'm thinking if I'm mainly a musician, kind of doing performance stuff, but I could move that to possessions, focusing on the instruments. So I'm a little split there. I'm not sure. And then I have no idea what the last one should be. I will figure that out. But yeah, I'm doing two and two.
And when you figure it out later, we can move from there. And Michelle, what have you got?
I'm also doing two and two. And for mythos, I'm doing expression because of ability to alter reality, you know, because I'm a shapeshifter, right? And I would think that would be a very intimidating sort of offensive ability, right? Look at people with glowing red eyes, you know, like people do.
Give me a keg of beer. Sorry, I had to Teen Wolf it. I don't get many opportunities.
Okay, so my second mythos is going to be a relic. Not quite sure what it's going to do yet, but it's some necklace that was left to me by my grandmother. And then I had two logos. One is defining relationship, which again is going to be my grandmother, who was too old to take care of me. And that's why I had to go into the foster system, but I maintained a relationship with her. And then I don't know what my other logos is going to be yet.
And that's fine. We will figure it out. We got time. The next thing that we do, based on these themes that you just picked or the ones that you're still thinking about, is you create the tags for the theme. So you'll end up with four mysteries or identities. Mysteries and identities are the things that drive your character to take action. They have a question for which your character is seeking answers, and that's based on what legend is manifesting inside of you. Your logos themes have an identity, and it's a statement in which your character strongly believes. Let's think of it as a cornerstone of who you are as a person, and it could be who you were as a person before you began to manifest these different abilities, or it could be how you are maintaining your contact with your regular everyday life in spite of these abilities or because of how these abilities have manifested. But we'll start with tags. You're going to choose three power tags and one weakness tag for every theme. So we really get to customize. We really get to figure out who your characters are and why it's not that big of a deal that you'll have a bunch of overlapping themes. We'll choose, because we were just talking about it, Mythos theme book for adaptation. And it gives you kind of like what your base level starter ideas would be for what powers come with this. So it's like a range of magic spells. You adapt to harsh environments, shape-shifting or power copying, mysterious unpredictable force, elemental manipulation. You want to think about what your effects are going to be. And then your concept. In the legend, did your mythos possess many different powers? Which it kind of sounds like Saints did. For example, shape a substance, element form, or concept to respond to various challenges. What was the unifying element in all the manifestation of their powers? How does your mythos adapt to the circumstance? And so what you're going to do with your power tag questions is you answer this first question. How does your mythos adapt to the circumstances? Like, it has a range collection set, it can control or shape, it changes based on. And then you flesh out that concept with the actual power tags. For every theme, you answer the first question, and then you choose more out of all of those. You're going to answer question A, what mythos power allows you to respond differently to every situation? So for this theme, and then you pick two more, and go from that. So this first question, and it comes with a bunch of answers, like you can cast a magic spell, you're a Lord of Tempests, you shapeshift, you steal other people's powers, you're a puppeteer and toy maker, you're a necromancer. But if none of those fit, it's up to you to like just figure it out based on what your legend and what your concept are.
Yeah, I've got a card filled out. I don't know if reading it would be helpful to you guys, just because I've run this game before, so I have a little background in the character creation.
Yeah, go for it. Tell us what you've done.
So for my expression mythos, my theme title is Mother Earth. The mystery is, can I grow like my plants? So it's, you know, personal growth. Can I grow the same way? And then the power tags I have are Green Thumb, Withering Touch, and Local Flora. So it's just based off of, you know, it's the question. So it's, I picked A, B, and D. And then my weakness tag is Concrete Jungle. So would have a harder time when there aren't plants around using these powers.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's super open and flexible, which is awesome, but also really intimidating sometimes.
Okay, so I have mine for my first for the relic. Let me go over these and see if you're okay with them all. For the power tags, I have never needs ammo, indestructible, and ignores armor. So that was A, D, and G were those questions. And then for my weakness, I was going to go with intentions to use must be pure. Is that too vague? Or like, I can't use my bow to kill someone. If I do, that becomes the weakness of the bow.
Okay. What I would ask you, I don't think it's too vague, but I would say that going into it, just be very sure what you think pure means to you. Because pure in this case would mean more to what is pure to Robin Hood then what is pure to Noah the prosecutor?
Right. Well, my idea for it was for Robin Hood would be not hurting the poor or the disadvantaged, maybe not taking the life of the innocent. So if someone's not innocent and is doing something bad and we take a life, that's fine. But if they're an innocent, that's not pure. What do you think? Does that work?
Yeah, that works. Or if you're looking to, like, you can't actually harm innocents with your bow, if you want to just go with that, say, like, I can't harm innocents. If you are in a position where you might cause danger to innocents, then that would be the weakness of your bow. Your bow doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Does anybody else have their first questions answered?
So for the mobility mythos, the theme title I picked was Pollinate. And the mystery is, am I hopelessly adrift? My power tanks are Leaf on the Wind, which could be all kinds of ways, Hard to Hit, and Daisy Chain. And then my weakness tag is Where the Wind Blows. I imagine it's like flight, but it's more like falling with style. So it's really about following the natural course of the wind. And the daisy chain is so that I can bring others along with me, because that's one of the questions. But if they go too high, too far, too fast, the elements might knock them off course. So,
okay. So my first one I'm trying, mythos expression, mind-altering music. Yes. So in Cocopelli's, I guess, stuff, he's really always trying to make sure everyone's having a good time. My kind of thing is that probably underneath all this is that I want to end suffering. So I'm thinking most likely getting people to dance, getting people to relax, or a party kind of vibe. I already have the weakness tag. I just wrote Misery Loves Company, so that if I'm feeling bad or fucked up, that's going to just totally reverse all of my intention with the music. So if I'm trying to be happy, people start despairing, you know, people like maybe they're just like sick all of a sudden. So I was thinking, yeah, it's like if my mood doesn't match what I'm trying to portray, it all falling down. Would that work as that?
I love it. That's great. So yeah, if pick out two more questions, or, you know, that one and another one. So Michelle, have you thought about what a theme you want to go with is?
Okay, so for my relic, it's a choker, so like kind of like a dog collar. And it can alter a subject's fate.
Ooh.
Okay. So it can help or hinder the subject. If someone I know is headed for a good fate, but they're like a really crappy person, I can do stuff to hinder them. It doesn't necessarily mean I will change their fate, but I have the ability to fuck with them and possibly do it. And it reveals a subject's fate to me.
Okay. I think it might be a little broad, but what was the weakness that you chose?
Well, the weakness is just like the burden of knowing fates, because it's not necessarily that I can just aim it at one person and that's the only one I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I run into people, it's like, oh, that person's going to die in a train wreck. Oh, that person's going to live till they're 90. Oh, that person, you know what I mean? Like I just know and it sucks. I think the unsettling and intimidating thing might be the weakness tag.
Okay, yeah.
When people look at it, because that would definitely hinder my social life.
Great. So your weakness is that unsettling to mortals or to everyone?
I'm going to say to mortals.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And so for the other power tag, I'll just say it's inconspicuous. Like most people don't really, it just looks like a choker. But they don't want to be around me and they don't know why.
Cool. Let's talk about mystery and identity, which would be the next section. So you do the same thing for your logos themes. Answer the first question, the first lettered question, and then you also answer two more and then pick a weakness.
For what it's worth, I'm done. I've been done for a hot second.
Overachiever.
Hey, for once, I was able to just slam this out. Like I said, it's a system where once you go through it once, you're like, okay, I get it. But like it, the first time, it takes a lot longer than it does subsequent times.
So what are your mysteries and identities then, Mac?
Okay, so like my expression mystery is the, can I grow like my plant? Because the theme title is Mother Earth. So it's a deep driving question for my character. For the mobility, it's, am I hopelessly adrift? For the logos, since it's more of a statement, I have training and my identity is science is real. because the theme title I put is I'm something of a scientist myself.
Nice.
That quote makes me happy. And then for my routine logos, the theme title I picked was Pygmalion, and identity is aesthetic matters. So that's how I broke it out.
I think I've got one for my logos under personality. I was just going to put the identity is true party animal.
Nice.
Yes, that's the entertainment often. But yeah, that's my one for today. Or one or two. Oh, wait. And then confirming the mythos that was expression, I put how can I end suffering? But maybe it's like, do I have... no, hold on. I can't stop thinking party rock is in the house tonight. I don't know why that's in my head. I just said the word party. I'm like, oh, that's an old song.
It's great.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just like a DJ. No.
Your relic is a disco ball.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Serious time. I want to keep how can I end suffering, but I might reword it a bit, but it's going to stay in that vein. Never let the party end or something like that, but kind of on that level.
Party never ends. You never get a hangover.
I did get my mysteries and identities done. I came up with, for my mythos, it's can I help the poor? And then the other one is, am I out of touch? Because I figure as the mythos of Robin Hood, I might be a little out of touch with things. And then for logos, it's the law must be followed. But then my second one is the system just.
Oh, I like that.
So I have a lot of like fighting. I'm trying to like make a lot of fighting elements within the personality.
I love it. It's great. So Michelle, what were you thinking?
So for my relic, how do I keep from becoming dependent on my relic is my mystery. And then for my logos, it's for defining relationship. And I put, I have to make grandma proud.
Oh. Awesome. For those of you who haven't done all of your mysteries and identities yet, do you understand how you need to?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So let's move on. Honestly, that is like the meat of making your characters. You will use those power tags to influence the moves that you make as a character. You will use your weakness tags to influence the moves that you make as a character, just not in a great way. So your power tags will add pips to your rolls and your weakness tags will subtract them. Then your mysteries and identities will affect, and like how you interact with those will affect how strong or how weak your themes get. So it's possible that one of your themes could fade completely and then you would replace it with another. Just because that's, you know, your character is moving in a different direction and either more of your legend manifests instead of more of your logos, or your legend is receding further away from you as you become more grounded in your everyday life. That's basically like those are the basics of running the game. I won't get into more details as we come up against those situations. I just don't want to overload y'all with stuff right now. But the other thing that is a major aspect of City of Mist is the series concept. I'm sure everybody has been listening to us make these characters. They're like, what the hell is the campaign about? What is this world that we're in? And in this case, as a crew, our characters are all former kids who have gone through the foster system, and we're all at the same foster house together at the same time. And that is when they became the Foundlings. And in the case of our City of Mist, we are looking at more of a modern urban fantasy environment. Think like a Kate Daniels or a Dresden Files or like a Buffy. The vibe I'm really going for, like TV show wise, is like Grimm, the series. At least the first few seasons, because I don't remember how it ended. So yeah, and then we went through character creation and then we figure out a crew theme.
Okay.
And we can either choose a ready to play crew themes, or we use a crew theme book to choose three power tags, one weakness tag, and a mystery or identity.
Let's do a ready to play.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that way.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go.
Me too.
Oh, there's a crew theme in here that looks like it might be perfect for us already.
What is it?
The gang. And the mystery identity is we will always have each other. And just considering the idea of the foundlings, that would be my vote for that.
Anyway. I'm okay with that if everyone else is.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And you can invoke powers and weaknesses of the crew theme just like you do on your regular character sheets to help or hinder you. It's just you can only use them once, like, you know, for the whole set of you. It's like having an extra theme card, but it's shared.
Right.
Then the kind of last thing that we'll be doing right at this moment is crew relationships, which define your initial number of help and hurt points with each crewmate. Each player writes down the names of all your other foundlings, and then we'll go around the table and we're going to choose a random crew relationship option, and then you choose which crewmate you want to use that option with.
I got one.
Okay.
So in the expression mythos, there's you feel like one of them wants to hold you back and refrain from expressing your mythos. Ask them what is their reason. Take a hurt point on them. So I like the idea that, like, maybe they saw me doing something really over out of control. Like it was maybe even hurt somebody else. And, you know, maybe you're trying to hold back that mythos part, you know. But I don't know. It's hard to answer just because also we haven't figured out character, what our relationship is. But like, I would think maybe for example, at the place we were all at the foster home. I don't know the exact circumstance because my brain is melty, but used my power to actually hurt somebody and one of them saw it.
You know, I'm really interested in that because I didn't mention this, but this is what happens when you choose a god. He also has dominion over plants and is like a seed planter, but not like controls the growth and stuff. So as someone who might kind of be on a similar empathy level of like the plant life you interact with, maybe I can hear the plants suffering. Like maybe I think that you hurt someone who was bad, but there might have been something going on with like you're using nature wrong, because I'm kind of also nature-esque. Just spitballing, of course.
I'm okay with it being like, you know, maybe there was even a misunderstanding between us, and so there's a hurt point that is there and you are maybe a little reticent to have me embrace what I can do.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, because I'm like, good times. And it's like, you poisoning people? Like, wait, you know.
Yeah, or even I had like the Rogue from X-Men moment where I accidentally hurt somebody because I have the withering touch.
Right. Yeah, so I consent to doing that relationship point.
Okay, so I'm going to mark you down for a hurt point between our characters then. This is interesting because this would be like maybe the opposite of somebody that actually wants to help my character. Because like my character was trained in horticulture and knows like some chemistry and science and stuff, but is working as a florist. So this question is, one of them views your routine as rather prosaic, mundane, or repetitive. Ask whether they look down on it or admire you for it. If they look down on it, take a hurt point on them. If they admire you for it, take a help point on them. So since I'm kind of working below my competency level of like, I could be this like plant scientist horticulturist, but I make pretty flower arrangements. Maybe one of them is like okay with that or not okay with that.
I could do that one because one of my weaknesses for my subversion is superiority complex. And maybe I put that on the rest of you in a way, and especially your character, Mac, where I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're wasting your time. You should be doing a much more high level job with your powers than you really are. That kind of thing.
I like that because then there's kind of this opposing force I have between two characters of like, you should be doing more, and then also maybe you shouldn't do so much because you might hurt someone. So I like that a lot.
Right. Yeah. So I'll do that one.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. One of them once witnessed you expressing your mythos at full power, and I need to know what they thought about it. So I'm going to ask Saint. You saw me expressing my mythos at full power. What did you think about it?
Well, what did you do?
I shapeshifted into a dog with glowing red eyes and was very intimidating to the person. And they were supposed to get away, but I because that was their the next defining moment, right? So I ended up making like a dumpster roll in front of them, and they like hit the dumpster and we ended up catching them.
Hmm. So no death, just maiming. And this is like...
And scary dog.
Scary. Because I'm thinking, because it's similar to what Mac was talking about. So I'm thinking, all right, to separate those two things, if Mac, you're thinking definitely it was like powers, or not definitely, but you're thinking along the lines of powers manifesting and it was like an accident for sure.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of a bit more purposeful and it's a different type of power. Of course, animals and plants. You guys doing this on purpose? Wait a minute. But it'd be interesting to be like, how is the party animal going to be the person who's like balancing perhaps these guys out in some way? I think the person was okay and it worked out. I think I would appreciate it. So I'll, yeah, let's, I guess, do one in one. I was like, can I just be super judgmental?
Well, and I like that because that sets up some internal conflict of like, well, mine was an accident, hers wasn't, and you are okay with that, but not with mine.
Right.
And that's a conflict, you know, between our characters, even though we're the gang, is still good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like any family.
Yeah. Totally. To put it out there, just so we know meta-wise, I'm only judging or afraid because I chose that I'm so afraid of suffering and seeing suffering. So that's, yeah, it's going to be kind of, I didn't choose a triggering event, but I'm going to maybe fold that in with Beatrice and Bly. Just, oh, and with the two B girls.
Yeah.
Beatrice and Bly, why don't you get along?
Okay.
Okay, I think for the mythos, I think I'd like you share a secret with one of them, something that the other crews don't know, take a help point with them, but if the crew member ever blows the lid on your secret, take a hurt point. The question is what would that secret be?
I mean, you can also determine the secret later and determine who you would...
True. I think for this one, I'm going to say Bly... I think that I'm going to tell you about the secret. So, and I think the secret might be something like, I know that I prosecuted someone and that they're innocent, but the system and my coworkers are not allowing me to do anything about that. And I'm trying to figure out a way to fix it, but I haven't fixed it yet.
Ooh.
So I think that works. If you're cool with that, I'll share that one with you.
Yeah.
All right.
And I might share that because I hate suffering.
Yeah, that's why it's a good one. Why did I give my secret to a party animal?
Oh, I just wanted your prisoner to have a good time.
Between monster drinks and alcohol, I've ruined my life.
Just playing the flute like Lizzo. Hey. Oh my God, I might. I'm sorry.
So now we want to go to Logos questions.
Let's do it.
So yeah, now we're going to look at our Logos questions. And Michelle, I know you were looking at a theme, so let's do yours first.
It's one of them has openly or subtly challenged your relationship. It's under defining relationship. Trying to influence either you, the other party, or both to end it. Why? What did they get out of it? I'm going to say it was Noah. He's trying to get between me and my grandma. And I think it was when we were younger and he was jealous because I still had family and he didn't. And so he was just being pissy about it.
Wow, what a jerk. In between you and your grandma? That's terrible. I'll take it.
Jealousy. Jealousy is a powerful force. I love it. I love that, like, we've got a lot of hurt points going around.
Yeah, we got way more hurt than we do help.
And we've done Max second. So, Wes, let's do your Logos theme real quick.
Okay. One of them accepts you the way you are and maybe even likes your personality. Take a help point from them. I think that should be Mac. Are you cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah, because like I feel like you're the one that maybe checks in on me the most. And so even though you give me shit, it's still coming from a good place because she's a very disconnected character and has trouble with interpersonal relationships.
Right. And plus, if you think about your relationship with your father in the garden, about wanting to, you know, please your father or something, having that kind of dichotomy between the two makes sense for your character too. So, mm-hmm. you know, you accept me for who I am.
I love that, like, you come in all judgmental and B's like, it's cool. That's just who he is.
Yeah. So I think that works.
Okay. So that leaves a saint.
Perhaps we'll do someone help me get one of my instruments. Let's say I've got like a nice guitar or something. And I guess I take them. Well, I think I have mostly hurt points with people. So let's try to be nice.
Maybe I got you the gift or something for, like, I got you the guitar or a flute or something for a birthday or something like that.
Yeah. I'll put Noah as the person helping with the guitar. Perhaps it was after I learned a secret. We can even tie that in.
It's a hush money guitar.
Yes. Yeah.
Look, I am really looking forward to this. I think y'all have made awesome characters and, like, have some really cool concepts. And I'm really looking forward to playing with them. And I hope y'all have a lot of fun.
I think we will. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
But unless anybody else has any other questions, I think we're pretty good here. Thank you all for listening. We'll go around the table now that we have characters to actually introduce. So I'm Pooja. I have been your MC for today. And I will continue to be your MC for the rest of this campaign. Hopefully. Yes. And Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am going to be Siobhan O'Neill. And she's going to be a lot of fun. And you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And you can find my music and Wes's sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and I will be playing Bly Aglios, perhaps a future vessel of our playful trickster god, Cocobelli. Before that, or after that, during that, you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. If you're listening to this, you probably already know. We said it 1,000 times for you. So thank you for joining us for 1001.
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais, except for when I'm in this game and I'm playing Beatrice, whose mythos is Rappuccini's daughter. Look up the story. It's quite interesting. She's not the main character, but she is in my world. In the meantime, find me online as at StrangeLikeThat, the Twitter, the Instagrams, and the Facebook.
Hello, I am Wes Otis, and I'll be playing Noah Hurst, who is a prosecutor / becoming Robin Hood character, which I'm excited to play. You can find me at Platemail Games on Twitter. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories. And on Twitter and Instagram, though there might be tumbleweeds in the Instagram one. You can also find us on Twitch on Tuesday nights, usually playing Call of Cthulhu or something over there. If you want to help out the show, definitely check us out on Ko-fi or Patreon. Give us a review on your favorite platform or give us a shout out on social media. Any of those things or all of them are awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Pooja. This is going to be a lot of fun. And we will see you next week when we hit episode number one of The Foundlings. Bye, everybody.
Bye.